Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. All right, everyone, welcome on into Out and About, episode number 83.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Last week, the Mam Mafia was born. That was a term that you coined.
Yes, I coined it. And the hashtag went viral all over the internet. It was on Twitch.
It was right under Rico Bosco.
Yeah, it was on Twitch, Twitter, Tumblr, and...
And Squirt. And as well as Scruff. And now we know that some of you guys made a Facebook page. We're going to have the link to the Facebook page in the bio of the YouTube, Marty.
We can do that.
Is that correct?
Facebook is back, baby.
Is it back or is it like old? It's a good place for people to like interact with us.
You know what I like about it is like I like it because it's because I'm like a sense of community where you can actually like reply on each other's things. You can add pictures onto the chat. You can add links onto things.
And talk politics.
Policy. It's just so much easier to kind of communicate. And it's like it's a private group. So like no one else can see what you're talking about. So
we had
you have to be approved.
You have one for your other show.
Yeah. It's called the It's Happening Kodai Crusaders.
We're going to bleep that. Correct. we have Chuck, our social guy, asked us. He's like, talk to the girl who started it and see if you can get control to be an administrator.
Well, yeah, she already gave me an admin. I'm already an admin.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Well, what the hell? I'm not an admin.
Well, because you don't use Facebook. Do you want to add you as an admin?
Yes.
Okay.
There's actually two competing groups, and she was upset about it. She wrote me a DM. She's like, now there's another group.
Angelica did?
Now, they're not real Mam Mafia.
Did the other one add Angelica?
Yes. Hers way better.
That's the one that was my other one.
Isabel.
Oh,
she said, I'm the original Out and About podcast group. Now, like we said, our group was first.
Okay. We're going to have them both in on the show to fight over and see what their intentions are with our group.
I think that's fantastic. And I think, you know, whoever wins can, you know, perhaps have a guest spot for an episode or something like that.
Yeah.
But we had a hell of a weekend, Marty. I don't know if you saw what was on Instagram. Joey and I went to
the Goon Pit.
We went to the Oklahoma City Thunder Brooklyn Nets game with Alex Bennett.
Saw that.
Graham Bennett. Now, Graham, daddy owns the team. So this was not a typical. Thank you for that, Joey. This was not a typical. take it down. This was not a typical experience where I'm sitting in the 300s. We had a handler. We had her show us around.
Poor Emily.
We had candy. We had COVID tests, which I was a little bit upset about.
COVID test and Carbone.
I tried to lie about the COVID test.
Oh,
she goes,
God.
No, did you get tested? I go, yep, they already got us.
Yeah, they got us already. She goes, oh, do you have your bracelet?
She goes, great. I'm just going to need to see the confirmation email. I go, ooh, now that's a problem. I don't have a confirmation email. But we went in. There were some girls there. There was publicity was there. You know, she had a couple cocktails. Now she's putting back that ziti as well. Okay, all the ladies were. I never had Carbone ziti. It was fantastic.
It's not ziti. It was rigatoni.
It was rigatoni. There was Hannah Cook there from golfing. She was blacked out drunk.
Oh, she was blacked out. There was Hannah. Who was the other blonde?
Jordan
girl?
Woodruff.
Jordan Woodruff. Wild.
Emily.
Emily was our handler.
Emily was our handler. There was someone else there as well. Regardless, it was all ladies and me and Joey.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Nate. Well, no, that was the part of the ladies.
Nate was part of the ladies.
Oh, Nate.
Let me tell you something. Those ladies know how to have fun. We had to get COVID tested because we were within 15 feet of the players.
We were the sixth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We were the sixth row.
They were in the second row. Alex Bennett knows Kevin Durant.
Oh.
They were down there chatting it up before the game. She's like, I knew he put OKC on the map. I was like, what the fuck is this? But we had so much fun.
Kevin Durant works on the Thunder team?
Yes.
He used to. He's on the Nets now.
Correct.
But he started his career there, played about 9 years.
Get out of here. So did he think he had to hide his old friends from the other team?
No, the Oklahoma City Thunder team is all new now.
Yeah, it was a while. He left in like 2016, so they're all new now.
Get out of here.
That team was young. There was a couple guys. Oh, my God. What was his name? Sloppy Joe?
And
James Harden.
One of the girls we were with was texting with Blake Griffin, courtside, correct?
Who? Publicity?
No, it wasn't her.
Who? Nate?
The one that was not. It was
Hannah?
Yeah.
Well, she texted me. Well, we don't want to blow up the spot, but we had fun while we were there. Now, we were told that everything was free.
Yeah.
And what happened was Nana went up.
The tickets were free.
Very grateful, right?
This was great.
Then we got into the secret place. So I never knew about this. Like, it's at the Barclays Center, this started. Now, if you know anything about Carbone restaurants, it is the most hardest reservation to get into in New York City.
It's unreal.
You really can't get it in ever. So I only knew of the one in New York, and there's like some other ones in like other cities.
Miami or like LA. I think there's one like a pop-up in Vegas
There's nothing like the original, just like Rayo's.
Yes, queen.
So the original Carbone is the only one. To our surprise, Graham, his name was Graham, right?
Graham, yeah.
Graham coming up to us and said, "We have these tickets for the Crown Club. We didn't know what it was." He goes, "There's free candy and there's some, you can get some free food or something like that."
We thought it was
a buffet section, like a buffet, like we can like grab a Diet Coke and grab some hot wings or something.
And not to cut you off, but there's like VIP where at free sushi, free steak, free everything, mm-hmm. and then beyond VIP is literally like where like the owners, people, that's what we had Handler because we were guests of the Nets owners. They're walking around. My man has got a red lip on and a pump.
Yeah.
And we're walking around like, who is this? Who are these people? But it was so like exclusive. And we walked in and it was just the most amazing vibe.
It's the Crown Club. So it's called the Crown Club, and it's a secret speakeasy, if you will.
Yes.
And there's a candy bar, which means it's basically a store on Madison Avenue, like the most beautiful store of any high-end candy or snacks you want.
That was
weird. You take everything you want. I know. I don't think they need it. And then right next to it is a full-on Carbone restaurant from the major food group. Shout out Major Food Group. Huh. And the food is all free. So it's the whole Carbone menu. You can order the food for free. What you do pay is for drinks. And of course you tip and tip gratuity.
Did the bill have a comma in it?
A comment?
A comma?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Because we were eating more than we were drinking. Alex Bennett was drinking white wine. So I was like, you know, we're with the owner's wife. Okay. So I want to set up something real nice when she gets back. And Publicity, everyone went back to the show after halftime. And me and Publicity stayed in Jordan.
Whoa. You were with Publicity without me?
Well, you went to go watch the game. Me, Publicity, correct. And Jordan Woodruff, we held down the fort so no one stole our seats after the game because we wanted to drink for 2 hours after. So we sat there. And then we started getting a little drunk. So I was like, I really want to smoke. So I go outside to the ladies. I was like, hi, where can I go outside? Because I took my vape on the way in.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go through VIP. We should have went through VIP entrance.
Yeah. No, hold on. Before we get to you smoking, actually, no, tell the smoking because this is outrageous. That the fact that this actually happened, we're guests of the owner. The owner, Joey's smoking a cigarette in the bathroom of the Grand Club.
I was told
Joey.
You were told to. By who?
Listen to me. So Jordan and I were saying, I really want to smoke a cigarette. So I said, let's go out because we're famous. So I was like, so can we just run out real quick and I'm going to run back? He's like, once you leave, you can't come back in because it's a security issue because they don't have the machine to like scan you and do all the stuff. I have to go through TSA again. So I couldn't go out. So the lady's like, well, you know, some people before have, you know, gone in that large restroom over there, but I don't, you know, I'm not saying anything, but I just know that people have done it before. And she's like, he loved
the exclusivity.
So he's like, really? I said, no, you don't say. But then, so then I didn't have a cigarette. So I asked one of the waiters and they brought me literally three cigarettes wrapped in a beautiful napkin with a lighter folded in on a beautiful like crystal platter and brought it to me. So I'm walking around with my platter backstage, like back in the VIP
backstage,
holding. I was like, where can I smoke this? So the lady was like, you know, well, you know, basically saying she's going to turn a blind eye. So then me and Jordan Woodruff went into the bathroom. We smoked two cigarettes.
Jordan Woodruff smoked?
I don't know if she's supposed to. Well, we did. It's a cigarette. We didn't smoke meth.
She's carrying.
Oh.
That's why I ask. You heard it here first.
So so we smoked our cigarette. We, you know, cleaned up afterwards. And then I go back out and I got a $20 bill and I went to her hand. I go, this is for you, sweetheart. And I gave
her
a $20
bill. Graham texted. He's like, did Joey smoke in the bathroom? I was like, what are you talking about? He's got, when you're the owner, you got eyes and ears everywhere.
Well, prior to that, I was trying to buy a vape from a 19-year-old couple behind me.
Yes, there was a 19. No, they were like,
for a $100 bill.
They were like 16 buying this thing.
But they were vaping. I was like, can I buy this one for $100? They said yes. And then my financial advisor, not Musdow Jones, that's your financial advisor. Mine is Miss Leah Jean Ritland. She said, I called her and I said, do I get approval to buy this vape from the 16-year-olds for a $100 bill? And she said no. So I ended up giving that $100 bill to Trish later on in the evening.
But he wasted the money anyway because he went up to the bar and Joey only ever gets doubles. Because
there's no point in getting a single shot.
Yeah, but here's the thing. But what he did was he got a double from this guy and I thought he had ordered me a drink too. And the bill gets brought up. It's $56 for a double drink.
No, what happened was it was $56. It was something. I don't know how much it was, but it was a lot.
$56.
No, because I pressed the tip. The tip there, it's like, that's how they get you. Because the guy's watching you and it says 15% tip, 20% tip, 40%, 50%, like all these tip things. So I just did the smallest one. It was like 15%. So the tip was $15.
Yeah. But regardless, Nana spent $56.
Who in the right mind would pay $15 tip for a fucking, for a guy putting a bottle of soda together?
But then you feel like an asshole if you do the like custom and do that.
Oh,
you
the
feel
rest
like
of the night, you best believe I was putting $2 on each of the, one shot, $1. It was like, I was
so
pissed
off. That's how it should be, yeah.
But it's like, you know, people, especially when they get back in that area, like in the first VIP you think you're living, and so everyone's like, shit, I want to be bougie because I'm back here getting free chicken wings. It's like, no, girl. You need to go with the real thing. And the carbone was unlimited. Like literally, spicy rigatoni, that's a $30 dish thing. But they had the steak. They had the branzino. They had the – it was unbelievable. And I hope I get invited back.
Now, that seems unlikely. After the cigarette in the bathroom.
They loved me. I was on that. The whole staff loved me.
We had a lot of fun. I'd like to do it again. That was a blast. That was our first sporting event together.
I thrive. We went to that tonsil hockey competition at the Goon Pit.
Correct. I thought that was skin flute.
Oh, that's right.
We went to a skin food competition.
That was a live orchestra.
Man.
Okay.
That was very fun. The weekend was great. Now, after that, I had a dinner on Friday night. Now, this dinner was with a friend of mine who's a male. Now, I went ahead and it was at Anton's and I posted on IG and ma'am had where she had no right to have an issue with
What is the code name for this troll?
MLK Jr.
Okay.
In honor of him, no, code name Bob. No, it has to be a female name. Code name.
What's the name of an adulterer?
Monica.
It was Monica. So you, I saw the picture at Anton's. First of all,
he's serious about this.
No, I'm not even kidding. I thought about quitting and not signing the papers.
I did such mental warfare on him.
I thought about quitting, not signing the papers. I thought about going back to therapy and just like, and then moving away from New York into Wyoming or some like retreat place for like treatment.
He knows I hate when he like perpetuates that. So when he texted me, who are you with? Blah,
I said,
blah,
you're
blah.
On a date? Are you up to dinner?
And I said, yes. And then he said, what did you do after? And I said,
he goes, my buddy, Monica. I was like, your buddy?
He milked my cock with his hole. And Joey went radio, just to like mental warfare him. And Joey went radio silent for 2 days.
No.
He didn't talk to me for 2 days.
Get your chat. I didn't want to delete the chat because there were pictures in there. I had to have her text people just to my dad, like, hey, dad, hey, Cheryl, hey, sissy, hey, whatever, just to get your name off the grid. So like, I didn't have to see the thing that says he milked your asshole. Now, I don't know.
No, he milked my cock with his hole.
Okay, listen, the thing is, I don't know. Oh my God.
So I did mental warfare on him. And then what he did in return was mental warfare on me with fucking publicity. And I know we're not supposed to say that name, but he's been saying that I just feel like publicity is trying to steal you and I don't like it.
Well, so you had said that you had this date. Now, did you go Dutch on that date with Monica or you
paid? Of course, always Dutch.
Okay. And I was a little pissed
because I go Dutch.
Okay. But listen, when we went out to dinner, you like complained about $40 tacos. And you went to Anton's, those pastas.
I didn't complain about $40 tacos. I complained about me getting the bill and then you going, can we have two more shots of tequila? Two more after that? Like piling on as the fucking waitresses come.
Monica doesn't do that. Okay. She has to eat light because she's going to get slammed by that Irish fucking Louisville slugger.
The Louisville slugger. So he did mental warfare on me with publicity. And now publicity wants us on her show. But
she doesn't want you on
a show. She invited me. I texted her. I threatened her.
Well, so I got a text. Hey, do you want
to
be?
I literally threatened her.
Well, you know, she doesn't want me to be there when Snoopy goes on. She asked if I can get Nicole on her show. I said, yeah. And then she's like,
we'll get right on.
No, and then she goes, but yeah, I want you to be on a separate show though. Like she wants her all to herself.
Get your own co-host, bitch.
Anyway, yeah. I love pubs.
Do you though?
I think I do. Can we get back to why I had that,
yes,
that,
why
that
you
reaction?
Got, yes.
And I think that's what I'm talking to my therapist about. Like, this is why I have not dated. And I'm not the him or I dating. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with me letting somebody into my soul and my life and my family and my friends. It's like,
what does Monica going on a dinner with me have to do with getting into your soul?
Because I don't know how to let someone share. I can't share someone.
You do have an issue sharing with someone. When we were at your birthday party, Snooki was messing with him. She's like, let's text. And Joey sensed that we were making eye contact.
Right.
And he looked at me and he beelined from the kitchen. And he goes, what are you two texting about? But why do you think that is?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's
you do. I have an issue with that too, though. Look, no, it was we no, had the it same really, issue because me with when publicity did that, I go no.
Like it's almost to the point where when that guy cheated on me, left me on the side of the road, and dumped me. It's not.
I want to talk
thing.
To you about that. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I don't care. But it's like I don't want. I know that. I don't want to be boyfriends with
my
you.
My heart and like, soul I don't want is to
be
yours.
Like I can't imagine having sex with you.
But you want to be slam pig buddies? No.
No, I want. I don't want to be like married and husbands. But like you can't
platonic.
Platonic. I mean, we can still fool around. But I don't want to be boyfriends. I don't want to be boyfriends with you. But I don't want anyone else having you. Like I don't.
You want me to be?
If you got a boyfriend, I would be beside myself.
Why?
Not that I want to be your boyfriend. I just don't want you to have anyone else.
Because you want to have me for yourself. But that's how I feel about you with publicity. Yeah. So we're making progress here. And Marty wants both of us to his self.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I really have that reaction. Like, oh my God, like,
well, let's talk about it. Go to BetterHelp. Talk about it.
I got to tell Jessica, like, I felt like I found out my boyfriend was cheating and I have facts of it with pasta dishes. And I was like, and I have to sit there and just know. And then I toss and turn all day. I wonder if he's still there. Should I drive by the window and see if there's two shadows? but that'd be hard because you guys were in the loft.
The duplex, yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, you broke my couch on Saturday night.
I was trying to turn the air conditioner on.
He broke my couch, the back of it. So
it's not broken.
It's broke. No, you know what it is? I need to like figure out how to fix it.
Well, I'll buy a new one. How much was it? $30?
On Facebook Marketplace? Now I get all my stuff on the market. No, now this particular couch was from the Willow Tree. Okay. Now we're doing a furniture. This is on my trunk sale in the Willow Tree.
But I'll pay for it once I get a job.
Oh my God. Wait. Everyone wants to know about your update. Now, let me just say this. We're not allowed to officially announce anything.
Yeah,
but
just say that to me.
It's looking
it's good. Basically, I wasn't allowed to smoke in that bathroom. Okay, but we made it work.
Okay. We made it work.
But we can't say I smoked in the bathroom, if you know what I mean.
Manna's, no, you're wearing a blush, correct?
I did. I put a little, no, you can use a little bit of color.
Oh, would you mind? Dapping me up. Now, I'm going to have a sip of an energy drink here. This is not a sponsor, but it's Peach Mango Nectar C4, and it's delicious. So Peach Mango Nectar C4, if you want to send some, go ahead. Now, is that real Givenchy, your bag?
Yeah, this is a present Snoopy got me for Christmas like 3 years ago. Because I didn't even like Givenchy, but
Givenchy.
Pauly D used to wear all the hoodies and things like that. So I used to like borrow, like trying his hoodies and be like, oh my God, can I keep this? He always said yes, but now you're giving it back. So I always like Givenchy. So she overheard us talking and like,
and got you. How much does that cost? As much as my couch?
Like $2,500.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hold it up to the camera so they can see. That piece of shit is $2,500.
I didn't even want it.
Like, can I have it? Can I sell it? Let's do Facebook Marketplace.
No. Okay,
I'm glad we got our tension out of the way. There was tension in the room when we came in. Was there not, Marty?
No, but did you guys even talk? Like, why isn't he following me? And why is he private?
Who?
Monica.
Oh, Monica?
He doesn't
do social media.
He has one.
Yeah, but there's nothing on it.
Well, did you only tag him to piss me off?
I did full blown mental warfare. I said that we had sex after just to upset Joey.
Come here. Now you're going
to explain what you're doing.
I'm adding a little blush. Now, this is a cream blush. This is an all in one stick. You put your eyes, lips, and cheeks.
And this is a preview to Joey's makeup show that we're going
to
do.
Yeah. A little on the nose. And this just gives a little freshness to your face. Now you're very pale and this is the middle of the winter. Patty.
Do you notice how I shave my face? Do you like it? No, you like bearded.
Why? Right? Cause it didn't rub on Monica's rashy shaved asshole.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking freak.
Shut up.
We're so mean. Still. He's turning me into Cruella DeVille right now.
Wait, look this way. Now you're going to need a little color because you're going under the knife in just 3 days.
Shut the fuck. Now, There's so much tension from my dinner.
Did you get the deed of life switched over to my name?
Oh yeah, my fucking back surgery. He wants me to change my life insurance over. Like he's dead serious about it.
I want to be next of kin. Not next of kin. I want to be the guarantor in the house.
Will you rub this in, please?
It's rubbed in.
I don't believe it.
What, you didn't feel the soft brush on the other side of that nude stick's pop of color?
Oh, I do look good. That nude stick pop. No, you didn't feel the nude brush on the pop of color. No, I am doing that. And I want to
anyone asking, this is nude sticks all over blush color in cherry or sherry.
Do you think they'll give me Adderall for my recovery?
Doubtful.
They go, we're going to give you Percocet. I go, now, could I trade those in for an upper?
When I had my top surgery, I can't believe it. Like, I was always terrified of surgery. Now, you've never been put under the knife?
No. Okay. This is full-blown
Let me tell you about how you're going to love it. So, first of all, you're not going to remember anything.
What an addict.
Now, I'm going to need a little extra dose in case I have to put him down if he's not taking his meds.
You go, oh, honey, I really do need you to put this. I go, I know you do arm. Can you do it in the jugular? Now, I have a vein on my cock. I want you to go ahead and put that in.
So it gets right in there. No, so I was terrified of being put to sleep. When at first I had a colonoscopy because I thought I have a hypochondriac, these episodes I go through. So I was concerned, not concerned, I was convinced I had colon cancer. But then I had open-ass surgery, a.k.a. a colonoscopy, and they did not see anything. So then my symptoms went away. But then when I had my top surgery, I was so scared of it, but I was like, that was like the scariest part of being put to sleep. I don't like being out of control. I don't like you going on dates to strangers. I like to like be in control and know everything that's going to happen. The fear of the unknown fucking kills me. So I had to go under the anesthesia.
Fear of the unknown.
Now, I had my entire body removed. Okay.
How much did they take away when they did the lipo?
4 2-liter bottles of soda.
How much does that weigh? Do they go by weight when they get rid of it?
No, they go by like liquid.
That's a lot.
Volume. Damn.
We don't know. I wasn't a chemistry major.
There was a lot of it. Anyway, but the thing is, the drugs they give you, when you woke up, like, I didn't feel a thing. I still don't feel a thing. Like, there's the thing is, everyone thinks surgery, so that's like the stigma, just like mental health. People think you're crazy if you go for mental health. But when you go for surgery, like, you literally, they have so many advances that you don't feel any discomfort. You feel no pain. Like,
nothing at all?
Nothing. It's like, it's they're so advanced in technology. You don't even know what's going on. It's like, it's so scary to think about. But then when you're there, I literally had my whole body removed. I woke up, I felt like I just woke up from a nap. Like, oh, yes, bitch, let's go.
I'm afraid I'm going to
I felt fabulous.
I've heard lipo's awful, though. It really wasn't that bad for you?
I was fine.
He's like getting a gruesome video of his.
Do you want to see it?
Thing after
maybe
the
later.
Show.
Go on YouTube and search for Snooki and Joey Camasta liposuctioner. Or
don't do it after you eat though, because oof. Yeah, that was like, it was really gruesome. But I'm afraid they're gonna put me under and then I'm gonna be able to like feel everything, but I'm gonna be paralyzed.
You're not getting nothing. They're literally cutting a hole in your belly button, and it's so little they just
that's
go around
so
your guts.
That's what's so scary is they're going through my guts with 3 fucking robots.
You're this skinny. It's gonna take an inch to get from your belly button to your back. You're fucking a twig. It's gonna take 5 seconds.
I don't know.
You're being dramatic, but I am going to be there at the hospital with you.
You are going to be, and you're going to be a nurse's outfit.
I'm going to be in a candy striper costume. Okay.
You come in, you go,
now where is the
last
buffet?
It's the last thing I see is him putting the gas mask on.
Just night and night, y'all. I'll see you in the morning.
Should I shave my pubic area for the surgery? Should I shave my hole?
Shave your hole, not your pubic area.
Just my hole.
Well, because
can you go in through the ass?
Well, because I want to do nephrophilia play. When if you do pass, I want to fuck your corpse one last time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of that piece of shit, well, Zach, the demon twink, was partying at the Boom Boom Room last night.
Doing what?
I don't know.
How did he get in?
He said he was saving disco. He had to bottom for someone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Saving disco, is that code for doing an 8-ball of coke?
I don't know what that is. When's the last time you went to the Boom Boom Room?
I went for during Fashion Week for an after Fashion Week party. No. I went when Madonna was performing.
You went to that?
Yeah.
That looked so
much
pop
fun. Up. Yeah.
That's a young man's game. Going to the Boom Boom Room. I haven't been there.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
I took a trip to the Boom Boom Room, but that was right outside, and I dropped a ton of heat. Okay.
I took a dump room.
Yeah.
There used to be a bar in downtown Shreveport called the Boom Boom Room. I went there a few times.
What? Shreveport Boom Boom Room. I would love. What happens there, Marty?
It was just a normal bar. It had an arcade.
Interesting. Had an arcade in the bar. That's very Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana.
What else we got? Oh, so the dating. So you're upset about the dating. When's the last time you actually dated? Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. For I've been very transparent about this. I've been on talk shows before about this.
Why? Okay. We should transition to serious interview play right now. Okay. No, semi-serious. When was the last time you dated someone? It was 2014 was the last time you had sex.
Yeah, 2012 was the last time I dated someone.
Why? You've not put yourself out there?
No, because he broke my heart and I'll never date again. He cheated on me. But that's the ultimate thing. I'd rather be murdered than cheated on.
I've been cheated on. It's the absolute fucking worst. I did
at
like
least
a
at least when you're murdered, you're dead. You can't have to deal with it when or you know. So when you're cheated on, the person's still alive.
But don't you feel
alive.
Like if you don't date anyone after he cheats on you, then he wins.
No one wins.
No, but if like it's like if he broke your, is he dating anyone?
I'm sure, probably.
If he broke your heart and then he cheated on you, and you're not dating anyone, then
he's
it's like,
dated and lived with people since then. He's like, you know, like,
but why haven't you? Do you want to be alone your whole life?
Yeah, I can't.
Shut
no,
the fuck.
I'd rather
you
no,
go. Yes,
I never can deal with. I'll never want to deal with that again. Ever, ever, ever. I think even with you, like you went on a date and like I lost my shit. Like we're not even dating.
But what do you mean? So how did you? How long were you dating this person?
3 months.
Shut the fuck up.
He was my, he was my 90-day fiance.
Stop. It was not.
It was my 90-day fiance.
That was 3 months. We were actually on the show, 90-day fiance. How long were you dating for real?
3 months.
No.
Yeah.
You were only dating someone for 3 months?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're serious.
I'm sorry. I swear on my dead mother.
And he cheated on you and you haven't dated?
No.
Not Joey.
I won't. I refuse to.
3 months? There has to be an underlying reason why, because that's not any person with a brain. That's not the reason why they don't date. Let's get to the bottom. Let's do some live better.
I don't deal with cheating. I don't deal with cheating.
Yeah, but if but or you any, have to get, a, you have to get over of, it and move on eventually.
No, I don't have to. I got over it. I don't do it anymore. So now I'm over it.
But aren't you? I'm just so confused. I feel like there's a missing piece of the puzzle here. There has to be. You
there's
dated
not.
Someone. You did. Shelly.
There's not.
By the way, your skin is glowing. Someone's been using serum.
I've been using my SkinCeuticals.
There has to be a reason why.
Haley got me.
But now, what about before this person who you dated for 3 months?
No, I didn't date ever. Before that, I dated someone like when I was a kid for like a few years.
So you've had one serious boyfriend. It was for 3 months.
Yeah.
How serious were you? Did you tell each other you loved each other?
We texted 143. That means.
What is...
Stop.
It's gonna be a... Go on. You texted one.
No, well.
So no, Joey, you're not telling the truth.
I swear on my mom.
There
is
no way he's telling the truth.
I had to go to therapy. Yeah. I had to go to therapy. My parents had to drag me into therapy. Like I had to quit. I had to go on a leave of absence from my job to get.
But
over
why
it.
Do you think it affected you so much?
Because I loved him and he cheated.
Yeah, but that happens to people all the time. You have to
not
get
to
over
me.
It and move.
No.
Yeah, because you haven't dated anyone since.
I won't. I will never again, ever.
So you're because someone dumped you after
cheated
months,
on me,
cheated on
and then
you,
dumped me.
How did you find out he cheated?
He told me.
So he was an asshole.
He told me after we had a lovely day at the beach with my parents and my family.
What did he say?
He said he pulled over. He was drinking a blue Powerade from the Wawa.
He was now that we was
pulled
from
out,
the Wawa.
We pulled out a thing. He said, and he told me that he's been doing. He's been getting blown from a guy that lives in his neighborhood. And then I popped the trunk immediately, got my handbag, and got a Xanax. And I said, proceed.
What did, I'm just like confused. I honestly, I'm going to be real with you.
I'm not, Jadix, I have
I just don't
issues.
Understand.
I can't deal with any open relationship type thing, nothing of it. I know, and
no,
I
but
also,
that's
I know,
normal to not be able
no,
to change with open
but,
relationships. It's
but then
not
that sex, also sex, I'm not good in bed, so I know that the guy's going to, and I hate having sex, so it's like, then I know the guy is going to need sexual things somewhere else. And he'll have to find it somewhere else, and I can't deal with that.
But so that's like what the real issue is.
Not
here.
Sex things, not the real issue. It's just a
no, but
betrayal issue. They can't have like any. They can't like go out. There's they never step foot in a gay bar ever again.
So
there's no reason you need to go to a gay bar.
I will say about the 3 months. Like my current girlfriend now is like by far the longest I've ever dated anyone. So like when you haven't really like dated people long, 3-4 months seems way longer than it actually
yeah.
is.
It was. It was an eternity.
So it's the real reason is like, is anxiety about having sex part of the reason why you won't date?
No, I'm very, I need to, you know how I am. I don't want anyone else touching my shit or looking at my shit. I like owning
right.
something and not having no one else have access to it.
Right.
Exclusivity.
But is part of it that like the anxiety about like romantic, like physical connection, is that part of the reason
no,
why
it's
you don't
about
want
them
to do
cheating.
It?
It's about them cheating and them betraying me. That's exactly what it is.
And
or anyone else having access to them. Like, I don't want them having friends. I mean, they can have friends, but I have to prove them first.
Now things are starting to click.
Okay. No, seriously. That's why I have the same reaction with you. It's like, I don't want, like, it's all or nothing. Like, I don't want.
But there has to be, you have to have something, like, in the bottom of your heart where you're thinking, like, there has to be some guy. Don't you want someone to date? Don't you?
I want to never feel that in my life ever again.
But there's someone out there who will never make you feel like that again.
But then I'm not going to want them. It's going to be a cuck. Like I don't
liberal.
Want
now the worst case.
I don't want someone like you know like oh like, when someone likes you too much that's a turnoff.
Right. I think there's a happy medium, and
I don't need.
And
it
I
now.
Also don't.
I
think...
got. I don't got many years left. I'm. It's over.
Shut the
I'm gonna
fuck.
Die at 60.
You're
so
34.
It's like...
I don't know. I just feel like you're nervous.
I'm not nervous. I
feel like there's something else going on here.
That's all it is. It's my. It's like I can't deal with anyone.
Yeah, but like
touching my shit.
Can I do tough love for you right now?
I don't care. I don't care. I'm not lonely. I don't care. I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want any of that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but you should be like, I'm a little bit open. You should be a little bit open to like.
Why? Do you want to be with me?
Well, I want Marty to be with you.
Okay.
Ma'am? I don't know, Joey. You're such like a good guy.
But why can't I just have what I have and not have to deal with it with anyone else?
No, you can. I'm just saying
I don't want one.
Just saying that you're such a good guy and you are so funny and you're so talented and this and that. You deserve to.
That's not enough for you.
That's not enough for me. You deserve to have someone who you can spend it with.
I do. Pinot Grigio? Alprazolam?
Now, what questions do you have for me? Why did I just write my TV password there?
Why won't you risk it all and never see anyone else? Like, you know, you can see your family.
That was funny, though. That's like, that was like a very real reaction from Joey. He being like, now, maybe you need to get in better help a little more to figure this out. Should I schedule a double header? You make fake emails and you do a bunch of different therapists. Now, when we go to, so you haven't been dating anyone. Now, I'm going to a wedding with you in
April.
In April. Wait, April what?
20th?
It's my nephew's birthday. I'm out. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't have to come. I don't even want to go.
It's the weed day.
Well, what will people say if they know you don't date and I show up?
It's the weed day. It's my friends. They know I don't date.
Wait, whose thing is it?
It's my friend Eric and Aaron's.
Oh, it's it's MF wedding?
It's a poly... No, they're cis.
They're cis. I want to come out as... No, you don't want me to come out as poly. You want me to come out as trans.
Yeah, poly is the worst thing because that means more than one boyfriend.
Poly means more than one BF?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it means
would you ever do open relationship play?
Are you dumb? That's exactly what I wouldn't do. I think that's the grossest thing ever.
There's always one person who like really wants to do it and the other one like cries themselves to sleep every
night.
That's
going to be me and Trish.
Yeah, I don't want... I couldn't do... I think I have lost hope in like gay relationships. A, because I've been cheated on, and B, because it always like...
When was your last relationship?
Last year. I have a very like heteronormative way of thinking about relationships, and I feel like with gay people, there's always this like sexual...
Can we change the subject? I'm getting like, nauseous thinking about all this shit.
Yeah, maybe we do change the subject.
Yeah, let's talk about Martin Luther King.
Okay. Now, MLK...
Now, the King's birthday was this week. Okay.
Yeah, so that's that. So we're going to find Joey a boyfriend.
No!
So if you're listening to this right now, slide in his DM, send him a dick pic, send him a whole pic. Oh, I was going to ask you more questions about this, but you really don't want to talk about it at all.
No, we can. It's fine.
I mean, what else do we talk about? We talk about, I got my CAT scan tomorrow. I have the tsunami. We have Donald Trump is back.
I'm excited about both those things. Wait, now who's, now tsunami is the new, Now, Tsunami is the winner of this week's challenge on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Correct.
Now, I saw the death drop she did, and it was about how many?
How funny would that be if we went to, I want to be like a House of
Gucci?
Remember when we were doing that, we were drawing little, turkeys out front?
Yes.
And you go, Brandon, now you would be in the house of something if you came by. We should go to that.
Did you watch Drag Race this season?
No, I need to get into it.
You have to get into it, huh? Get into it, huh?
I really want to get into Drag Race. Well, oh, you know who texted me? Your friend Wesley.
Well, they all were out yesterday. They wanted me to come out.
But you didn't do it.
No, because I had bolognese on.
What do you mean?
My friend made bolognese, and we were watching the sports games and hanging out with the kids and stuff.
Now, you are a fan of Patrick Mahomes, correct?
I like him. I think he's cute.
Because you sent a photo of his crotch.
His Peach Goodeal was hanging out in his little white outfit.
Now, he had a moose knuckle. He had two on one side, like him, one on the
sports,
other.
You know who I love? The Josh Allen. Josh Allen you from the do. Bills. I'm a Bills Mafia. You know Man why? Mafia, Bills Mafia.
You know why? Because
he's so hot.
Josh Allen is very much like Billy Football. Just big, like meaty guy. That's the reason why he likes him. He would put pictures up. And the thing about Joey is when he finds a guy he likes, a celebrity, he'll tag them on his story. And you know that they're seeing it too because he's verified. So Josh Allen, he goes, ma'am. And he tags Josh Allen.
So hot, Josh Allen. And then I've been a fan of the Watt boys for many moons now.
Wait, the who boys?
The Watt, TJ Watt, JJ Watt, Derek Watt.
That's the most bear guy in the world.
Okay, so I had no idea they were on the same team. What team are they on? The green and
two
yellow?
Two of them are on Steelers. The Steelers, and JJ's on the Cardinals.
So JJ's on the Cardinals. The Cardinals?
Oh. Yeah.
That's the best. Cardinals is in baseball?
It's both. Arizona Cardinals is football.
That doesn't sound like a... What, you think of a bird and a football? What the fuck does that go together?
Yeah.
Aggressive bird? I don't know.
It's not a strong name. And their uniforms are
bad. Wait, you've loved them forever, though, the Watts.
I've loved the Watts for many moons now.
Have you ever had a football player respond to your DMs?
Yes.
Who?
He was a college football player, and now he's...
Wait. Let's try to find out who.
Give us a guess.
I'll tell you. It's
I'll never tag a celebrity in my thing because I'm afraid they're going to see it.
Yeah.
By the way, Mush the Lion is getting some guests on their show.
They are.
Every day. Rob Gronkowski, the island...
Gronkowski's my number one.
You know, he was in The Office with A-Rod
last
year.
I would die.
Gronk?
Oh my God. I tag them all the time. He get in trouble.
He'll be in here at some point.
He's friends with his girlfriend. He's friends with Feidelberg and them, I believe.
Yeah.
Camille Kostick.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's it? Can we pause for a second? I want to find this guy's name. I'll find out who it is. But yeah, I've had a few different football players reply to me.
Interesting. You know, you have a segment, a surprise segment that you wanted to do.
I do.
And I want to talk about that a little bit, but have you been watching the news of what's happening with the tsunami?
No, I heard this happen. Now, I was confused with this and the wasn't there a fire in the Bronx?
Yes.
That has nothing to do with the tsunami?
That has nothing to do with this.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with tsunami. Tsunami was a volcano in Tonga, and which is where? Australia?
Tonga?
I know they could hear it in Australia. So it was like
an explosion in the middle of the ocean, and it sent literally tsunami to like
tsunami's
the West Coast.
Tsunami's not an explosion. It's just a big wave.
No, but it caused...
It was an underwater volcano.
Yes. It's underwater. Yeah. And it caused a tsunami, but I was curious here to see if there's anyone from The Office who you would save or anyone who you want to see drown.
Yeah. I would definitely say, how many people can I save?
You can say, what do we say? Five total, not including yourself. So six. There's five people here who you can save from the tsunami.
Uncle D, he's got the most money.
Okay.
But
will money matter in like a post-apocalyptic thing?
Money will always matter.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm a Capricorn. It'll always matter.
Capricorn.
Uncle D is first and foremost because he's, you know, and even if he, you know, we need to keep him alive because we need to get the passwords and the social security numbers and all that.
What about Auntie E?
Erica Nardini?
Auntie E, yeah. Auntie E and Uncle D.
Well, if my papers aren't signed by this afternoon, then she can go. No, I'm joking. No, I would save Uncle D first. I would save Billy Football. He just seems strong like Bull, and he can do things. And, you know, if we ever have to make humanity happen again, we can start mating. Okay?
Okay.
I would save Daniela. She's very organized. She can get the new human revolution started again.
And she's got access to the credit card.
And she's got access to the credit card numbers, and she's very organized. I would save Daniela.
Okay.
I guess I'd have to save you because you'd come back and haunt my life and start another tsunami.
He saves me so I can't talk to anyone else.
And
is there anyone else maybe looking at you right now who you would save?
No.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
Maybe at the office until 2 a.m. once a week.
No. I need a fast swimmer. Who would be a good swimmer?
Oh, who's a good swimmer here?
Ooh, that's not me.
Caleb? No. Can anyone here swim?
Donnie Enriquez. Oh, he's like the modern day wilderness man. He'll figure it out.
You're just saving like good looking guys.
Well, girl.
Okay,
what else
you know
are you
who
have?
I'm saving? I'm saving Sydney Wells. Because that bitch can hunt. She's going to hunt me down some food. She's our outdoors lady. Which, by the way, we're going to do some hunting with her. It's going to be fantastic. I'm saving Sydney Wells.
Wait, can we go hunting for ramps and morels this spring, this fall?
Wait, hunting for what?
It's expensive food that grows in the forest.
Rams?
Ramps.
What's ramps?
You'll see. It's like the most expensive scallion in the world, and it grows in the bushes.
Where there's a tsunami, we're out looking for scallions in the bushes. I save Sydney Wells. I save Joey. I save... Uncle D and Auntie E, and probably who else? Who's entertaining? Who's funny? Who can I?
Hardworking.
Who's smart? Who's hardworking? Or maybe I go the opposite direction. Maybe I save someone weeks so we can eat them if we run out of food. Maybe that's a Tommy Smokes. Maybe that's a Zah.
You want someone fatter.
You know Zah's packing in the back. We can nibble off some of that ass.
Mm-hmm. And the dark meat is always the tastiest.
The dark meat is always the tastiest. Okay. Who else could we save? Who else would I want to drown? I don't know.
How many people died in the tsunami?
I don't know.
Let's ask.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it wasn't like, remember the 2014 tsunami, how fucked
Japan,
up that was?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Or no, that was in,
there was a bad
Thailand.
Japan one
Thailand.
When I was in college.
There was like 100,000 people who died.
Yeah.
It was in Thailand or some, Sri Lanka. And those were the horrific.
Philippines. There was a typhoon.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm thinking Sri Lanka. Okay. There was a horrific.
This is updated 11 hours ago. There's a tsunami. So an underwater volcano in South Pacific erupted violently on Saturday, causing tsunamis to hit Hawaii, Japan,
Hawaii.
And Tonga's largest island, Tongapachu, sending flood waves into the capital. How many people are dead?
I don't think there's any.
So then why is it such newsworthy?
Because
how did everyone
because
get away
the
from
world
tsunami?
Is falling apart. It wasn't like a quick thing. Like they could see the ocean get sucked out and come back. The so world is falling apart and we're ignoring it.
They all got on the ceilings of their house and just hung out.
And you look, what did Bear Shelf Biden do to fix this? Fucking nothing. Okay. Bear Shelf Biden didn't warn us about
it. It went all the way to California.
Isn't that crazy? It happened in Australia. It showed up in California. Do you know how to swim?
I mean, I know not how to not drown right away.
Do you do water aerobics?
I'm going to start when I start. And I still haven't gone to the gym.
Now, why is that?
Well, you put me through emotional warfare this weekend and I still haven't recovered.
Would you do gym play with me? Perhaps gooning in the steam room.
I wanted to gym play with you, but we're like on opposite things. Like, would we do the same things?
What do you do at the gym?
I don't go.
In your head, if you were to go,
what would you do? I used to be skinny before. I warm up in the morning. Like as soon as I get there, I do it for about 20 minutes on the treadmill just to get my blood pumping. And then I go do the weights. I usually like to do a lot of chest stuff. Because
is this in a pump?
Before my top surgery. And it's in a wedge. And I'll do the chest stuff and then I do whatever I can do. I just go lift stuff around until it hurts my arms. And then I do like something on my legs. I'll like push something through my legs till it hurts. And then I'll go, they tell me to go back on the treadmill, but I never do. I just go right to the steam room. Jerk a guy off, take a shower, get fingered.
And call it a day.
With
TiVo.
You know what I'm, no, this is going to be a free shout out. Never mind.
No, do a free shout out.
It's for wood.
Wood grooming, yeah. That's the stuff that you
love.
Well,
you know, the thing is, I'm excited about going to Equinox because they have all those high-end products in there, but I'm more excited because, like, you know, when you think of the gym,
right?
Like, all the boys always smell so good there. I'm excited to check my wood grooming products, like the body wash and the hair body wash. It smells so manly, so I'll feel so sporty and sassy afterward, and I'm going to like, you know, I don't need your fancy products, Equinox. I got wood grooming, and I'll smell like a straight, like, jock.
Are you going to do stuff with them here, wood grooming?
Yeah.
They like want, they're on your jock.
Well, because that's what I do. Darling, that's what I do. I do beauty editing. I do products. I do grooming. I do makeup. I do health wellness. I do all of it. And this is the perfect thing. Wood grooming. You can go to gotwood.com and check out, that's got WOULD.com and check out, first of all, those products smell fucking so good. They smell like the hottest straight boy in the world.
Marty, let's test how gay Marty is. What he just said, that's what I do. Do you know what's that?
No, I didn't get the reverence. No.
That's more unfortunate. So
That's like, the second he said that, I was like, oh, Ursula. I know exactly what it is.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Now, Joey,
yeah.
You had been mentally torturing me all day with a segment that you were going to do that's a surprise. You made me turn around before I got in here so I couldn't see what was going. I hate your smile right now because this is making me nervous. You made me turn around so I couldn't see the screen. You and Marty have been up to something. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you take it away. And by the way, if this is Tammy calling in from the willow tree, I'm going to fucking shit myself. If this is Tammy, I'm going to lose it.
You know I'd be way more on edge.
Do we have her on the line?
Yeah.
No, not yet. Okay. So we all love Tammy for the little treat. We praise Tammy. Now tell me some good things that you like about Tammy besides her southern roots.
I love her style. I love her confidence. I love the fact that she can dress a lady over 50 on a budget.
Right.
I love just her aura, her
attitude. What kind of fashion tips have you learned from her? Like,
you have no idea how I'm about to cry. If this is Tammy from the world, what have I learned from her?
What have you learned in fashion? Like, now, do you have a background in fashion?
Ma'am, I'm wearing a shirt from 2008.
That's weird. Don't you think that's weird, Marty?
Do I have a background in fashion? No, that's why I love Tammy so much.
I think he does. No, yeah. So you know, what else have you learned from Tammy, though, like style-wise? Like, if you had to give us a style tip right now that you learned from Tammy, what would it be?
Dress your age, and being your age doesn't mean you have to dress older.
That's a good one.
That was incoherent. Let me give that again. It's like you can still dress cool no matter your age. So if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, you can still look hip and young. You don't have to strive to be younger in your clothes.
And like, how would you say, like, if you wanted to like say,
I hate that you're laughing,
if
Marty.
You want to say you had to like change things quickly and say like,
stop
you're going,
it.
You're going to, is she right gonna, now, right now, you have an outfit on right now, right? What you're wearing. Now, if you had to change this into, say like Nardini said, hey, do you want to come to lunch? It's at a pretty fancy place. Would you be able to change what you're wearing into something a little bit more elegant? In a pinch.
Yes. No, you would. I wouldn't.
I think you're doubting yourself. Now, we know for a fact that you, now we're right now, Marty. We are right next to the Fashion Institute of Technology, FIT, yes. One of the most biggest fashion schools in the world.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Now, you, on the record, you said you went to what college?
What is happening? UMass Amherst.
But Marty and I actually have proof that you were an alumni over at the Fashion Institute across the street.
You do.
It's true.
For many years. And we actually obtained a video of your term. What was it? It was his final thesis.
Video
evidence of your video essay for last submission for your thesis at Fashion Institute of Technology. And we were able to get the footage.
Okay.
Marty. Now this is Pat.
Oh my God.
Pat's final thesis. Here's Trish trying on. Oh, look at her go. With a pinch.
That actually looks like me.
Trish, and now it's a one shoulder. I mean, the versatility that you're showing in this video, that you're able to transcend.
I cannot. This is unbelievable. Going full burka.
Now, Trish.
Stop.
Why didn't you ever share this with us?
A, that looks exactly like me. How did you find that person?
He just did.
That looks exactly like
me. Shorts underneath.
The shorts underneath are something that I would wear. That is uncanny.
Now. What grade did you get on this at FIT?
An A, of course. Now I did get an
A. Now it's just truly true. This is what I was trying to do at my birthday party with a scarf, but it didn't.
That's a video that we should have of him at the scarf with the, he was doing this at his birthday party at like 3 a.m. That is unbelievable. Do you know who this guy is? You just found him on TikTok.
We have to have him on.
Oh my God.
Now he's interning at the Willow Tree. This is actually from Maine in the Deep South. Okay.
Oh my fucking God. You don't have any idea how nervous I was that if Tammy had walked into this room, I would have fainted.
What about if Monica, the date you were on, was gagged, tied in the basement and said, please, oil can, help me.
Now we do have a surprise guest. He comes in on a cross, crucified, hanging,
bleeding.
It turns into straight up snuff porn.
This is definitely a YouTube episode. So if you want to see the video we're talking about, head on over to youtube.com/outandabout. And you're going to like that.
Oh my God. You have no idea how nervous I was.
Isn't that good?
That is some of the best buildup out of any podcast I've ever seen. Ask so many questions. You go, now if Miss Nardini, I go, God, yes. Is Erica coming in? You go, now if you want to go somewhere fancy, would it be downtown? Okay, now I'm thinking leather. Now leather and lace. Oh my fucking God.
I have to play this on loop. I mean, we have to find them. I think they're foreign.
Do you know how to do blanket art?
I could figure it out.
I know you could. Oh my fucking God. That's incredible.
Well, stick with me. You're going to have funny things happen all season.
You're going to have funny things all season. Speaking of season, your friend who we met invited us out to Fire Island, which is something that we need to pitch this week. Our new show.
work trip.
Did I say vacation out loud? Our new work trip that we're going to do at Fire Island.
Yeah.
We have two lovely gentlemen who own two homes there.
Yeah.
And they've offered to give us one.
Now, Wesley and Archie, they actually texted me this week. Sorry, I didn't text you back, Wesley. I was busy.
You were
going through mental warfare. But they sent a very nice message saying, you know, we shot them out last week on the podcast.
They were fantastic. We're going to shout them out every week until they send us
a free house.
Until they send us a confirmation email.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend for the Goon Fest.
Yeah, but if you're interested and you need someone on Fire Island this summer, we have a great house. It'll run you.
It'll run you. How much does it run?
I don't know. Probably like 10 grand a week.
10 grand a week probably, right? Yeah. I paid out the dick when I went.
At least like 2,000 a night probably.
Easily.
So it's like six bedrooms.
But that's nothing for us.
Yeah.
What you guys don't know is that Joey and I make like really a lot of money. Yeah.
We're in the same tax bracket as Bill Gates.
Correct.
Shonda Rhimes and the late Rue McClanahan.
And the great Ruth Gator Binsberg. Okay.
Oh.
Do you want to do some listener questions?
I'd be honored.
Do you have any celebrity news you want to do first?
Well, Farrah Abrams was in a bush getting beaten.
I did see that.
Farrah Abrams from MTV's Teen Mom, too. She was outside of a nightclub in LA and she slapped the bouncer.
Now she's
and then she got hogtied. Then there was a citizen's arrest.
Did they do a citizen's arrest?
Someone citizen's arrest her into a bush and like held her down.
I'd like to
and then the cops came and got her.
I'd like to do a citizen's arrest here at the office. There's a few people that I'd like to put behind bars.
There's a few people I like to put on their knees. Oh. Okay.
And now who are we talking about? Yeah, let's. That's it. That's in the.
Well, Zaz is already on her knees, so I don't have to. Okay.
Zaz's taller than that, right? Could you reach your Pishka deal standing? Probably.
No, I'd have to get on tippy toes.
And that's just because it's high set.
It's a high set.
It's low. No, it's low set. I now got a low set.
Low T.
I got a low T. Dick, have you done T slams lately?
I know my doctor's not having to go back on them just yet.
Why?
I got my blood report back, and it's still low. But he goes, I don't think you need because we want to be ginger with my top surgery. We don't want to reverse the effects.
What do you mean
that could happen?
If you do T, they'll reverse your top surgery.
It can bring back gynecomastia again. It can grow back.
Interesting.
So I have to be
one
careful.
Or the other.
Well, I don't need to work out because I'm already I can gain muscle really easily at the gym.
No, I know you're built like goddamn Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah,
Joey warms up with 245s on each
side. When you couldn't open something at work at home the other day, what was it?
I
don't even want to talk about it.
What was we opening though? Was it a candle?
Was
something bad?
So it was my most femme moment of all time. I go. I've had this jar of pickles that I haven't been able to open it for a month. And I hand it to Joey and he just goes, like two fingers and opened it up.
I'm just naturally big and strong, like Boo.
Well, you're a big, strong masked man.
I am.
Are we going to film our makeup show this week? We have a meeting with Loud Sean to get a cameraman for a makeup show. We have a meeting about merch.
I want to do this week at work. Now I have to come every day.
You should. He was so shocked. He goes, before we were recording, he goes, what do you mean people come here every day? I go, now this is a job, man.
Okay. Can I be in the merch meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But
you were shocked what?
Well, I'll come, you know, I'm having fun now, so I'll still come this week.
Is Monday a good time for us to record? I feel like our energy is whacked. Like, this is Monday at
I don't
noon.
Think it's been bad. I mean, we can, like, experiment with other things other days.
But they like Wednesdays because Wednesdays are the one.
To want to send
A&S,
it out.
A&S one day sale.
Well, we also are going to be competing with Alex Cooper, which is why we want to do it. Because if we put this out the same day, that takes listens from her.
She drops Wednesday?
Correct.
Okay.
Daddy gang.
Yeah.
Now, what are you looking up on your computer, ma'am?
I did a job like 4 weeks ago.
And what do you mean did a job?
A makeup job. And I still never put the invoice in and I keep forgetting about it.
How much is your invoice for?
$5,000.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
For how many people did you make up?
One, just looking.
You go, man.
I did her hair too.
$5,000. You go, I know it was 45 minutes, but I do need that $5,000. Okay. Okay. Listener questions.
Oh,
here's the big one.
I think I have ear mites.
What are you talking about? You look like a dog shaking your fucking ear out. Big question that we got from a lot of people. Did Joey meet with Erica before she left last week? That's from Amaya Moore 44. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I know we mentioned it in the beginning of the show, but Nana is in the process of.
Well, I'm not allowed to smoke in this bathroom, but I'll find a way.
Okay. So we're going to move
on. Did you think Danielle will make things happen today?
I think so. Basically, you're being onboarded.
I brought a pen.
We can say that. You're being onboarded. Yeah. Joey's got a job at Barstool. He's just got to sign his papers.
I brought a pen.
You did? A special fancy one? Or no, it's a gel pen.
Yeah.
It's a gel pen with a big
floppy dick on the end.
A big floppy hog on the one. What is Nana going to do with her house money? That's from Nikki Del Signo.
So everyone's trying to steal it from me. Like everyone in my family is like, you're not holding that. It's like $100,000.
I'll hold it for you.
Can I hold your nads?
Yeah, nads. I haven't heard that since middle school.
I'm gonna put it in my bag. I'm transitioning. Okay. I'm going to Thailand in the spring.
You come back with full facial feminization surgery.
And my clavicle shaved down. Now I will lift my hairline. Okay.
What are you gonna do with the
money? Nothing. I'm gonna just keep it and put it away and save
Bitcoin.
It.
Maybe buy a Bitcoin.
No, I'm gonna do something. Something's investy with it. Like
buy a Porsche.
No.
Imagine he shows up in a Porsche. Now I'm going to get one $100,000 bottle of champagne. Okay.
I'm going to go to dinner at Anton's with my friend Jesse.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh, pardon.
Your friend Monica. Interesting. I would love to see some of that money if you got any left over. Oh, here's a good one. Fuck, marry, kill. Miss Tammy, Kyle Rittenhouse, Marty.
Ooh. Oh.
That's a good one. I think I am...
Wait, can I close my ears and then you do your answers and I do my answers and then we can compare?
Yes, take your headphones off.
Well, you've already killed me in the tsunami, so.
Yeah, I am.
I'm leaving the studio.
He's leaving the room. This is Mary Fuck Kill, Miss Tammy, Kyle Rittenhouse, Marty. All the boys are looking at me. Yeah, all the boys are looking at me. I am killing Kyle Rittenhouse because he killed someone. I am. Not yet. Hold on.
Hurry up.
I am fucking Miss Tammy and marrying Marty.
All right, you're good.
Now you leave the studio.
No, well, I'm going to hear it after because we got to compare. You just couldn't hear mine first. I guarantee there's no way it's the same as mine.
I would be very surprised if this is the same.
Marry, fuck, kill?
Yeah.
So it's Tammy from Willow Tree.
Yes.
Kyra and House and who?
Marty.
Me.
You're going to kill Marty.
But just remember, neither of the two of them have actually done any real work to help you.
Correct.
Has Kyle gotten a book deal yet?
No.
He has no. He's no. He hasn't had a big pay cut yet.
No, not yet.
I'm going to. I know what I'm going to do. I know you didn't say this.
We all know what you're going to do. You're going to kill Marty.
No.
Just kill him.
I'm going to fuck
Kyle right now.
I really want to fuck him.
Is that your fuck?
No, I'm going to fuck Tammy.
Oh, what the heck?
Marry Marty and kill Kyle.
You're killing Rittenhouse? What if he got a book deal?
Well, then I'm sorry, Marty.
I'm sorry. That's the exact same one that I did.
The same.
I did marry Marty, kill Rittenhouse, fuck Tammy.
Thank you, guys.
The same exact one? Are we back?
I think we're back.
Oh, my God.
Can we hold hands at the desk today?
No, in front of
everyone. Okay, does everyone... Okay, listen to this. So after, there's just scandal at the office. And I think it's eerily suspicious.
What?
There was a violent outbreak at the office the other day. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it legally.
Go ahead. They wrote articles on it. You're talking about when Rico and Big T got into it.
Well, Rico got a little altercation. Now she got a little heated and threw a High Noon can. Head over to highnoonsips.com to get your drinks. Launched at his head, got suspended. That was the guy who sits right next to you.
Correct.
And now last I had interaction with him, I was getting a little juice from my butt plug on his laptop.
Correct.
And I didn't get hit. So I know he's a hothead, but he always was really funny to me because like when I sit in a seat, everyone's like, oh, he's gonna kill you, and he'll come over like, get it out of here. And I'm like, ah, and I run. So we always have this like playful thing, but he wasn't playing that thing. Basically, his desk's right next to Trisha's desk, and Rico got suspended. Guess now I was real excited because I'm like, okay, great. Now I can sit there while he's suspended. But lo and behold, guess who weaseled his way in there without even asking? Mm. My, high school crush, Billy Football.
But now you're in the desk and you're afraid that Billy's going to kick you out.
No, I'm not afraid. So I was sitting at a desk across from Billy. My dream quad there is you and Billy next to each other.
And then
me facing direct across from Billy.
He takes large as desk.
And then you right to the side of me. And then who would I put right across from you?
Marty.
Marty, yeah.
Of course. Well, we're going to have to kick out Jeff D's guy for that, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to move. I think I have one of the best desks in the entire office.
He has a desk like he's not near anyone.
So I'm going to have to look for a desk, but I'm just saying that I find it funny that Billy Football is wanting to sit with the Kiki Queens in the pit.
Well, I mean, if this is any indication of him, coming to terms with what we all know to be true, then and that's one thing. Next listener questions. Is Trish taking applications for a new sub from at Isaiah Zapata?
Okay, now, can we get block that IP address, please?
Now, I'm not taking new applications for a sub. Updates on Joey's job. We did that. What else we got? Savory or sweet food post-cunnilingus? Post-sex, savory or sweet food?
Do we savory. Savory. I haven't had sex in 2012.
Of course.
2014.
What does Joey want on his desk? That's from You Can't Keep Up. That's a good one. What do you want on desk? I know you said you want plants.
Yeah, I need two plants.
Correct.
I want to get a desk pad. I want to get the thing that raises up the laptop because Nana needs to be eye level. I don't want to stress my cornea.
Correct.
And then I want to do like the vibe. I'm going to cultivate a vibe at my desk. I want to have a Dyson fan.
I don't like that.
The small Dyson fan?
Cultivate a vibe because there's not one person who said that.
Yeah. I want to have a small round Dyson fan. to the left of me, so it blows this way. I want to have picture frames with some inspirational things on. I want to cover the back.
Tammy in a picture frame has to be Tammy.
Yeah,
correct.
I want to have all the phone chargers available, like lots of like amenities, like charging ports,
charging station. Maybe put a dish of candy at the end, so people can come by. They can have candy, then you can chat with them.
Yeah, I'll have like a say something there. And there's also a guy who has communal cologne. That's what I like.
Who's that?
The one across two down from you on the left.
Two down from me on the left. Communal. Oh,
that Hawthorne cologne. Hawthorne cologne.
Jack McCarthy, baby.
Jack.
Yes. I'm gonna have pictures of people I
men,
like.
Perhaps some athletic wear, men in athletic wear.
Yeah, something sporty.
Okay.
A gypsy candle, my favorite gypsy candle.
Maybe some Baccarat crystal.
Baccarat crystal to drink from.
Perhaps maybe.
No, I will have a wet bar. I will have like a little mini bar. I'll have like a decanter with a really nice scotch in it.
Yes.
And two little beautiful crystal things. So if someone wants to sit down with a drink, gentlemen, you know. Uncle G, pour yourself a drink.
Are you going to have a drink with Uncle D? Are you going to like talk with Uncle D when he comes back?
I have a lot to say. We're both rich. We're both intelligent, rich people with a drive for success. We have a lot in common.
What about Auntie E?
I think we're going to be great friends. I think
Auntie E walked by the desk today. She goes, hey, everyone. He goes, hey, girl. Erica was like, excuse me?
Am I supposed to act more professional?
No, you're fine.
Oh. But yeah, my desk is going to be, it's going to be a whole cultivated vibe. And I'm getting a new chair too.
Who has the remote butt plug in this week? That's from Zach. Oh, by the way, love that we have more guys sliding into the DMs.
Oh, you know, since you said that on Twitter, now I've been blowing up on Twitter lately.
Twitter is, what's your Twitter? Tell everyone so they can follow you.
It's at Joey Camasta, JoeyCamasta, JoeyCamasta, Joey Camasta.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to talk to those people because you've been verified on Twitter for very long. So I'm going to still I didn't get verified too. Maybe I'll use it more.
We're active on Twitter. Oh, and also I think by the time this comes out, we'll be at 5K on IG for the out and about. So that's great. We want to get to 5K subscribers on YouTube. So subscribe to that. Keep tagging. We'll keep posting.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do we have? I mean, we're going to try and record a couple episodes this week. Oh, a lot of people want to know if you want to do two
a week. I want to do 2 a week. Because if I have to come in here every day, what am I going to sit in the desk and do all day?
Yeah, that's a lot of... So we are going to do a show, a makeup show with you, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
And then that'll be something that we'll post on our social, which I think we'll do very well. Because that's a vertical that's not explored. But listen, we're open to suggestions.
Beauty, it's a beauty channel.
I'll be testing
skincare. So I'm going to be testing beauty products. If they want to see, like, if you want me to try something in my new beauty show, we're going to have the whole thing going on. But, you know, there's a new, like, this new mask everyone's talking about. I'm going to try and think what see what I think. Put it on the boys around the office. Have the girls do a challenge. Have publicity and, you know, Alex Bennett. Head to head to see who does the better winged diner in a pinch.
Who do you think would win a rough and rowdy, Publicity or Alex Bennett?
Publicity.
Interesting. I'm taking
She takes
Alex.
Tybo.
She does. No, that's a Billy Blank's program. Correct? We have to stop talking about everyone. Right? Or do we keep it going?
Jordan Woodruff is smoking in the office right now.
Jordan Woodruff smokes a lot of cigarettes.
She does?
She's a chain smoker.
Oh, God. It was like, really? She smoked one in her seat at the fucking... At the game. So security came over. She goes, fuck off. She goes, I know the owner. I'm almost like, ma'am, take it easy. Then she turned around. She smacked a kid who was
and
behind
she put,
her.
Wow. She put the cigarette butt out in the security guy's face. She goes, take that motherfucker.
Yeah,
and put it on his forehead and then flicked it on the court.
It was really like crazy. Jordan Woodruff is a fucking...
She's like Ellen. She just hides it for the camera.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Anything else? Subscribe to us. Follow us.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for everything that's going on our social, and we'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in.